Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to The Daily. My name is James.
My name is Sarah.
And oh my goodness, does it feel great to say that. Things have gotten kind of crazy since we've been together last, and I would like to apologize for disappearing for a long while. After a lot of soul searching, I decided to transfer schools, so I'm actually no longer living in Ohio, which has brought many challenges for both Sarah and I, and it ultimately put a halt on The Daily. We discussed continuing the show long distance, however, both of our schedules were slated to be really crazy, with Sarah being back in school and student teaching, and my school schedule, so we decided it would be best for us to just put the show on a little bit of a pause. I wish I could say that we are back for good, but we are going to be posting periodically for now, and these will be sort of special episodes. And today is a very special episode because Sarah is here visiting me in Florida. We are actually recording at Neptune Beach in Jacksonville, Florida, which is really exciting. Today's episode is also very special because this past Sunday was Sarah's birthday, so we were celebrating that. This first song is a song that we've done before, but it's also one of our favorites. This is kind of how me and Sarah feel right now about being back with each other and back with The Daily. It's so good to be back. This is Good Feeling by Austin French.
You're the feeling I cannot deny. You're the fire that makes me come alive. It's a love that I can't hide. It's burning deep inside. Wherever I go, wherever I go, I've got that good feeling kicking me out of my chair. Dancing like I don't care. I've got that good feeling, shouting it out cause I can't contain it. I got to tell somebody, gotta tell somebody, gotta tell somebody, gotta tell somebody, I got to tell somebody. You're the sun that's lighting up the sky, the sky. You're the thunder waking up the night. I'm living truth is the beat that makes me move. Wherever I go, wherever I go, I've got that good feeling kicking me out of my chair. Dancing like I don't care. I've got that good feeling, shouting it out cause I can't contain it. I got to tell somebody, gotta tell somebody, gotta tell somebody.
For our talking point today, we kind of wanted to talk about how our semesters are going and what it kind of feels like to be apart. For me, the semester is going really well. It's a lot more stressful than I thought it would be, as I am student teaching, like James said. There's a lot of good that comes out of that, though. Learning how to better myself as a teacher and learning how to do more things in the classroom that I thought I wouldn't be able to do. As for us being apart, it's a lot harder and a lot easier than I thought it would be. it's a lot harder because I do miss the things that we used to do. I miss most of all going on drives, and when we were often on drives, we would just let Christian music play, and finding new songs while we were on drives to wherever we were going, I think was one of my favorite things that we did. And drives were something I always relied on when I was having a bad day. I could always just go to his house, pick him up, and that be the end of it. So in that aspect, it's a lot harder not having him there because he was my rock. He was what I turned to when life was getting tough. But I'm figuring out how to focus on other relationships at home more and focus on my relationship with God and finding help throughout that. In the terms of it being easier than I thought it would be, I'm not as sad as I thought I would be, which is a good thing. We do FaceTime a lot, and that has brought us closer than I feel like we have ever been.
Before I talk, I just want to say that we are recording in the car, like we normally do, actually. However, we are right in the sun on the beach, and it is really hot, and we have to turn the air off while we're recording because it gets too loud as background noise. So we have to take oxygen breaks in between every clip that we record, which is kind of funny because it gets really hot really quickly in here. But this semester for me has been really challenging because I'm returning to the classroom after being out for almost a year. But it's really going great for me, I think. It is also a very different experience because I'm staying in a dorm, which I have never done before, and living on campus has really changed my daily life. I walk a lot more than I ever have, and it's been a refreshing change to my physical activity. Our campus is located right on the St. John River, which really helps my mental health, and it has given me another place to worship God. Being away from the church has been really hard for me. But I still get to tune in on Sunday mornings to our online services, and most of the time I'm doing that from the small little beach that we have on our campus. Being away from, like I said, the church and from my family and from Sarah has been really hard for me because I've always been so reliant on the people around me. I never realized what an impact being away, this far away especially, would have on me because of how reliant I am on them for all of my social needs. The one thing that does keep me going, however, is knowing the fact that I have their support, but not just their support, but the support of God. I rely on Him more now than I ever have. I've gotten closer to Him through prayer because being alone by myself has never really been my strong suit, and having Him to talk to is what really keeps me moving. I am so thankful for the support I have gotten from my family and friends, but recently I'm really thankful for the support I've gotten from God. Without Him, there's no way that I would be able to get through this, and being really far away, in fact, it's actually, in case you were wondering, exactly 913 miles in between my dorm and Sarah's house, and that's really scary and sad. But I think that we're closer than ever, like she said, because our calls are much more meaningful now that we don't see each other every day. So I'm thankful that we've gotten to get closer through this time of change. It's really refreshing and honoring, and it means a lot to me. Today's national fun holiday, which I completely forgot about while planning this episode until Sarah reminded me right before we started recording. Today is National Evaluate Your Life Day, and I want to say that that kind of goes really well with the song Stand that we played from today's episode. I want you to evaluate your life and see, are you living your life for Jesus Christ? Have you offered your hands to do the work of God and given your heart to Jesus so He can open it up and let you live a more loving and faithful life? I want you to just evaluate that. I know I try to evaluate that every day when I wake up. What can I do to change, to make myself a better person, a better man of Christ?
This next song is by a band that has been around for quite some time, but it is off of their new album that was actually released October 1st of this year. In this song, the Newsboys ask the question, am I standing for my faith or am I standing for myself? And I think this is an excellent question that we should ask ourselves every day. How can I better align my life to fit the image of God? I challenge you to ask yourself every morning, what can I do to stand by God? They go on to answer this question by saying, we need to stand by God at the foot of the cross. This is Stand by Newsboys.
Who will I be when trouble comes calling for me? Will I live the way I believe when I'm backed up against the wall? What kind of heart do I have in my chest? Does it beat for my Savior or just for my flesh? What will I do in the moment that everything falls? I'm gonna stand in a world that's breaking. Stand for a truth unchanging. I'm not ashamed. I've considered the cost. I'll stay right here at the foot of the cross and stand. They can call me a fool or stubborn for following you, for trusting without any proof. But I've seen you here through it all. So what kind of person do I wanna be? Am I committed to you or committed to me? What will I choose the second that everything falls? I'm gonna stand in a world.
Just like we've always done, we're going to tie in our scripture of the day. This is actually from the YouVersion Bible app that I have on my phone. I really like this app because it sends me a picture. I have it on my home screen, actually. It's a picture every day of a different verse. And a lot of them have related to my life recently and kind of helped me in that sense. But for today's, we have Proverbs 4:23. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life.
I would ask that you join us in a moment of prayer. Father God, I want to thank you for giving Sarah and I the opportunity to be together again so we can record this podcast. I want to thank you for the time that we've had together this weekend, as well as the time that we've had apart. I want to ask for strength and guidance as we continue our schooling this semester, and for your love and support for all of our listeners. I ask that you hold us and carry us through our day, and love us with your unending, undeniable, unconditional love. Father, be with us as we stand at the foot of the cross, as we celebrate the good feelings, and as we mourn the losses. Lord, you have our praise, you have our hearts, our hands, and our lives. We are free from sin because of your powerful love. Amen. Okay, so this last song that we have for you today came out this past July and is by a group that I hadn't heard until looking at songs for this episode. But after picking out all the songs when I went to type up our plan sheet for this week, I put their music on in the background and it is so good. I really recommend checking them out if you like this next song. I wanted to say that I feel very connected to this song, especially being away, in that God has a way for everyone. In this song, you will hear, "Through all my trials, my darkness, my shame, your love made a way." I hope that you enjoy this next song. It is "Have My Praise" by Royal Company.
Bloodline created through endless grace, your mercy rushed in and gave me a name. Through all of my trials, my darkness, my shame, your love made a way, your love made a way. Have my praise, have my traded your glory to let me live. So have my praise, have my praise. A beautiful pardon, you took my place. This orphan soul no longer misplaced. Through all of my failings, my fears, my doubts, love made a way, your love made a way. Have my praise, have my praise. I come to you broken with unclean lips, but you meet me here with a Father's kiss. You know I have nothing to bring or to give, but you treat it.
Thank you so much for joining us today. It feels so good to be back. Actually, very sad here. The day we're recording, in about an hour and a half, I have to leave to go get back on my flight to go home. Very sad time, but I'm so grateful for the time that I got to come down here and spend with James and all the things he was able to show me. And, of course, his beautiful campus that he goes to. But thank you for joining us, and we will see you again in November for Thanksgiving. My name is Sarah.
And my name is James.
And you're listening to
The Daily.